colour, wrote Joseph Albers, deceives continually. You never see what really is, especially when it comes to the colour of shadows. Artist and colour theorist Catherine Boucher-Berg forages for colour in the lanes of Kinsale, observing the neon green of newly unfurled ferns, the satisfaction given by a purple foxglove, and the very dark blue that can only be found hiding behind barn doors. Eleanor Flegg tagged along on a journey into colour.
This is a particularly ordinary-looking bit of ditch, but you've seen magic that passed me by.
This is a particular incidence of something people do talk about quite a lot in colour, and that is cold and warm. So we have a new bramble coming out here with bramble buds that are about to bloom, but they're not out yet. And the colour of the buds that are about to bloom on this bramble are very cold and very light green. So you'd have a very white green, but cooler, and then you'd have the new bramble leaves, which are very much in contrast because they're, again, new bramble leaves, which have a lot of yellow in them, and then that's at the end of the bramble, whereas further down the bramble you've got the older spotted bramble leaves that have come through the wind and the cold spring, and then they have, now here there's another example of complementary colours. Do you see the spots on the old bramble leaves? The reddish brown? Okay, that's, again, these complementary colours that are always around us. That reddish brown is very much the complementary colour of the old bramble green. I think of colour as a language. And just as if you read a book, you might pick up some new words and you would say, I'd like to do something with that word or whatever. I constantly look into the landscape and am picking up words, which are colours, and then thinking, okay, naming them, and thinking, how would I mix them?
We're kind of on a shopping trip for colours.
Exactly. Yes. And remembering them by naming them, because once you've named them or thought, okay, this is how I'd mix this colour, you're more apt to remember it.
Could you go home and paint those colours?
Yes, because it's training. It's like someone who can hear a tune and go home and play it on their fiddle. And if they've been doing that for years, they can remember longer and longer phrases. And because I practically on a daily basis make note of colour combinations that are useful or interesting or beautiful to me, then I have ways of remembering them. Okay, we've stopped here in a road that is very overgrown in the middle with grass. But there's something nice to observe here, and that is if you look to the right, you're looking into the sun, and this very fluffy, soft inner road looks very yellow-green, and the light is picking up all the yellow because the light is also coming through the grasses. Whereas if you look to the left, it looks completely different green. It's a much colder, bluer green because the light is coming from the back and we're going away from the light. And then what you can also see from here, which is, I guess, one of my favourite subjects, and even though the sun isn't that bright, the shadows that are being thrown over this fluffy green are bluer and darker. If you've learned to really observe the colours of shadows.
It never occurred to me that shadows had colour. I just think of them as shadows.
Well, you could start asking yourself each day what the colour of any particular shadow is, because the colour of any shadow depends on the colour of the light. The best place to observe that is in the evening when the sun goes starting to go down and becomes yellower. And if it's shining on, if there are clouds, which there usually are, you will notice that the underside of the clouds are purple-grey. And that is because purple is the complementary colour of light. In other words, shadows always contain the complement of the colour of the light. So if you were in a disco and you had a pink spotlight shining on, let's say, a box, you would have green shadows.
I can see it now that I know what to look for.
Yes, but again, I use the analogy of music because, for instance, if someone were to tell you about a jazz piece and that there were three levels of rhythm, well, you might love the jazz piece, but until someone had pointed that out, then if someone pointed out, you'd say, oh yeah, there are three different rhythms going on there. And it's really just like that with colour, I think.
Why don't people teach this all the time?
I don't know. In my perfect world, they would.
Catherine Boucher-Berg there talking to Eleanor Flegg, and Catherine's work can be seen at catherineboucherberg.com. Don't forget, tomorrow evening at 6:30 on RTE Lyric FM, it's the Culture File Weekly.